This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And away we go on the DJV show with Jennifer Horan in attendance. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen as well. I'm Doug Steffen. Understanding or trying, I guess, sometimes. Some days it's easier than others to master the art of discussion, living through all of these things that are going on. And I guess when I say living through, living, we talk about it, or we live through the conversations. In the circumstances we find ourselves in, we have a lot of different, I think we decided there are four things that we can't not talk about. That's a double negative, which in translation means
this
we must.
This is actually number five.
Talk about it. This is number five. All right. So
this
let's
is actually a
five.
Really big deal. It should be on
big
the list. Absolutely.
Okay.
So yesterday at the White House, Bibi Netanyahu was in town and sat with President Trump, and the Trump administration.
He's sitting in his lap? Where did he sit?
I think in a different chair.
Different chair, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think from what I saw, they were sitting separately, but together.
Yeah.
Today, the Trump administration is going to release their Middle East peace plan. They're going to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, noon on the East Coast. And you'll learn exactly how much this will cost and what he is planning
that
to
again.
Offer.
Noon on the East Coast and 9 o'clock on the West Coast, right?
Did I say that wrong?
I don't know. It just kind of got convoluted, but I knew what you were saying.
Thank you.
Girls
did,
sorry, most
I'm sorry. I was, maybe no. I need, you should subtitle me.
Really?
Now, this is up for debate as to what this will look like, but it is an option that President Trump could offer the Palestinians their own state. That move alone would, of course, have some opposition from conservative Israeli circles. Trump has done a lot for Netanyahu, so that's hard to imagine that Netanyahu would defy him, even if he faces pressure from within his home country. The Trump administration's Middle East peace plan was led, much to the chagrin of many liberal Democrats, by Jared Kushner. And he's releasing the plan after having some contact with the Palestinians. He's been over in the Middle East a lot. We'll find out details today. But, again, there's a lot of speculation. Could it be that Palestine will get their own state?
But
the Trump
where?
Team...
Where does Palestine... Where is the physical ground?
The argument is the area near Israel,
West
right?
Bank.
I mean, the West Bank.
Bank,
yeah. So...
Mm-hmm.
The Trump team is hoping that supportive statements from Arab neighbors and some European countries that are supportive of Palestinians will encourage the Palestinian people to pressure their leaders to go back to the negotiating table. So we'll see what this looks like, who's behind it. Obviously, he has Netanyahu's support if Bibi was at the White House yesterday. And that goes on today. The president rallies in New Jersey tonight. And then tomorrow.
Rallies? Is he running for them?
President yeah, Ryan. And in New Jersey, Victoria, you should go. Come on. I know you'd love it.
I love Bibi so much. Yeah.
No, it's a Trump rally. It's a Trump rally.
Although
Bibi won't be there. It'll be fine.
Bibi went to school in New Jersey at Princeton, so he fit right in.
There you go.
Where in New
Jersey is it?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But
avoid that area.
You should go for the show.
Go.
I'll get your red hat.
Let me put this into perspective, okay? And this comes from my experience of having been to Israel five times and going through the city, the old city of Jerusalem. And anybody who's been there, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I'll just give you a quick visual in verbal terms. Walking down, there's a walkway, there's a trail, if you will. It goes underneath the old city and comes out on the side of underneath and behind the old city, the walled city. And you can throw a stone across there into where the Palestinians live. And that's the West Bank. So most people, we think about things in big terms. We think about our country because it's big, and we think about China because it's big, and we think about Australia. This is a little, we talk about New Jersey. Israel isn't even as big as the state of New Jersey. This is a country you can drive from west to east in about 18 minutes from the western border to the eastern border in the land between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, is narrowest. You can get from one side of it to the other in 18 to 20 minutes. You can get north and south in about 2.5 hours. That's it. So why I grilled you or quizzed you on this, Jennifer, is because that side, the West Bank, is what the Palestinians have always said is there, and that's why there's so many Palestinians there. And they rather, whether you formalize it or not, that's where they are now. When there used to be a wall up, and now there's a trolley that goes down where the fence used to be, dividing the city from the, on one side where the Palestinians, one side where the Jews. And so now, I would say this is a pretty significant step, just to sort of formalize what has been the fact for the last 25, 30 years, maybe. And maybe the Palestinians argue forever because they say it was always their homeland. So this, it could actually be, if they go for it, it should not be just the Jews and the Americans, the Israelis and the Americans figure this out. The Palestinians ought to be in on it, and I'm guessing that somebody had. What it does, though, if what they're not saying, but what it does, if in fact this happens, it completely dilutes Hamas. It gives them no reason to be. The only reason that they're there, yeah, it is. Except the terrorists, the people who want to keep disrupting what goes on, not only there, but elsewhere in the Middle East, they're not going to go for this. So they'll try to figure a way of screwing it up. But I think we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see what the details are when they release later today, I think. Okay, next up.
What time are they going to do that?
I think it's Eastern time, noon, and West Coast time, 9 o'clock, Jennifer.
I think that's right, yeah.
So they're going to do it. Yes, right. Okay, the virus... food sanitizers. Well, maybe you better cook your food if you don't know where it comes from. All these masks. If you go into a drugstore and you ask for a sanitizer or you ask for a mask, you probably won't find any because they're all sold out already. It's amazing how quickly this thing has grabbed our attention. So, in terms of what it means other than the quarantines in China, what, 56 million people are under military quarantine in China. This is going to shake the Chinese up. This is going to be a tough thing for the Chinese, for the government there, because the country's so big and it's hard to control an area that's this large. And so there are a lot of different people looking at it in different ways. The scientific community is looking at the incubation period. The drug companies are looking to rush into some kind of vaccine. But on a practical side, this problem is leading, and people say, why is this? But if you look around, the price of gasoline has gone down 15 cents. And many of the experts of you, there's two or three different places that you can go that people watch this, expecting the prices are going to add up to 30 cents a gallon if the infection continues. So you can say, why is that? Here in California, you know what I've noticed also lately, Jennifer, how there's a big disparity in the prices here. I went to a mobile station yesterday because I was running low on gas, and I don't like mobile. I try to stay away from them just because I don't like mobile Exxon or Exxon Mobil. But their prices are always higher. It was $2.94. And there was a Shell station around the corner that was $2.47.
Where are you getting gas?
I go to Costco and get it for $3.15.
Yeah, that's where my dad goes.
Yeah, you get it for $3.15. Anyway, around the country, the average for a price for a gallon
of gas. You said two, though. Where are you getting $2 gas?
No. Did I say $2?
You said $2.97 and two something else. I got to go there.
No, I meant to say $3.97. Sorry.
No, that's more like
$3.97 at the mobile station.
Now.
Well, but the average price around the country is $2.51.9 at the moment. 4 cents down.
We haven't seen two as the first number in our gas price.
No.
I can't even tell you what.
But $3.19 at Costco is not bad for California under the circumstances.
No, it's really good, actually.
So anyway, one of the petroleum analysis outfits is Gas Buddy. 20 cents off the price from last week. And they say it'll go down another 10... maybe 15%. Domestic stocks have grown. Not as many people, I guess part of this is that the pump price, we have a lot of gas, gas being produced from the oil. We got a lot of oil in our country now. We've become energy independent. And so why we're buying oil from Saudi Arabia at this point just blows my mind. You realize how outrageous that is? We have enough oil to supply ourselves. We're selling oil to other countries and buying oil from those damn Saudis. What in the name of God is wrong with
California? California, Gavin Newsom wants to shut down all oil production in California. There was a big uproar in Kern County just 2 weeks ago because it's going to kill that entire county of California that to rely on this as an industry, and he wants it to go away. So while the rest of the country is energy, almost all energy independent, as you mentioned, with the surplus to sell, we can't.
We got oil coming out of the ground, literally. Here, you were driving around Los Angeles.
We would rather have a government. Our government in California would rather support a government that kills women and gay people rather than actually let people drill for oil.
Flies planes into the. Into the trade towers. So anyway, the reason, according to the AAA anyway, that the gas is going down is because China is a huge oil consumer, second only to us. And because of the travel restrictions over there and people not going anywhere, they're not driving and transportation, plane travel in China is pretty much shut down. So that's going to affect in the positive why it is that our price of gasoline goes down, which I find kind of interesting. Also, yes, I wasn't being facetious when I said that the circumstances around drug makers rushing to come up with a vaccine, that's what gives credibility to my theory of them creating this so that they could come up with a vaccine. If you get the flu shot, it's going to make, that's a question people are asking. No. There's a company called Moderna, M-O-D-E-R-N-A, headquartered in Boston. Matter of fact, they have an office in Framingham, where I'm from. They're targeting this virus. There's also a company in Pennsylvania called Inovio that has a $9 million grant from a coalition, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations. They're trying to develop a vaccine as well. So anyway, there's that as on the home front here. If you have credit card bills that are stressing you out, man, time for you to call Credit Card Debt Hotline, 800-560-6760. Yep, Credit Card Debt Hotline will help you reduce your payments. You can learn all about cutting the payments to a fraction of what you owe. Want the advice that doesn't cost you anything? 800-560-6760. Yeah, the advice is free. Call now. Get rid of that credit card debt. 800-560-6760.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The music to Mo on the DJD program, Return of Kara, Doug, and you starting out here in this portion. Every hour of every program we have in this portion of the hour, focus on music stories, music personalities, musical groups. Seven microphones used by BTS during the K-pop group's Love Yourself tour. K-pop means Korean pop, right? Am I right on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The mic sold for $83,000 at a Grammy Week auction. It's a Ford of music gift. Man, am I glad I don't have to pay $83,000 for the microphones I use here. Yeah, I use expensive microphones, but they ain't that kind of dough. Microphones. First ever BTS authorized items to be auctioned off. So what is there about BTS stand for
this
something?
Is just like a, well, BTS, if you're using it in, you know, in English, it's behind the scenes, and it might mean that for them. I don't know. I really don't.
Right.
But these guys, oh my God, there's like 90 of them in the band.
Really?
And they are.
I think there's probably seven, which is probably why there's seven microphones.
A lot.
But yeah,
there are a lot of
them.
But it's just, I don't personally understand it, but I've never been like a boy band
What the
person.
Thrill is?
Yeah.
What the excitement is? Yeah, I
got it. Their choreography is cool, their dance moves are great, but it just feels very manufactured to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the whole K-pop thing to me is, and maybe that's the same with boy bands in the U.S., I don't know. They're obviously manufactured, but they're just all of these groups coming out of Korea, and it's just a bunch of people put together, and it's not that they're not talented. I mean, they can all sing and dance, but yeah, it's huge in America,
like,
and all around the world now. And
factory music, that's a great way of putting it. That's what it looks like to me.
I mean, that's why we did a couple of stories like a few weeks ago about different like K-pop artists that had committed suicide, because apparently it's such an intense factory that people are doing like crazy things to try and, you know, keep their places in these bands.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, the pre-auction estimate for these mics was $10,000 to $20,000. They sold for $83,000. Got to tell you
something. It just
something.
Shows you. Yeah.
Right. With the Aerosmith, the honorees at this year's Music Here's annual Person of the Year tribute. Band also contributed items to the auction as well. Steven Tyler's autographed Shure SM58 microphone, which I've used. It's a pretty good microphone. Accompanying scarf-covered white microphone stand that brought $7,600. These people are nuts.
But if you think about that compared to the BTS, well, it's the mic on the stand. so it goes together. So it's his famous white microphone with all the scarves tied onto it.
Which
so
is an iconic thing that he's
it
been
is.
Using for years. The fact that that only brought in $7,600 as compared to $83,000 is crazy.
There was an autographed Joe Perry Gibson Les Paul signature guitar went for $7,600.
Again, that's a custom Les Paul guitar.
Yeah, that's
and to have that only sell for $7,600.
It's not the right crowd, though, Victoria, I think.
But this was about Aerosmith, though. They were the persons, they were the Music Cares person of the year. So
I know.
It's you know, well. Although, right, but look at the Tom Petty thing. That sold well.
$22,000 was a leather. It was a watch made with leather from one of Tom Petty's guitar straps.
Okay.
Engraved with, made with leather donated by Tom Perry. That was $22,000. Other items included the artwork Halsey made live during her SNL performance, $7,600 for that. A Stevie Nicks signed stage used tambourine, $10,000 for that. Eddie Vedder's ukulele brandished with drawings of by the singer on the ukulele, almost $9,000 for that. All proceeds from the auction benefited the Recording Academy's Music Cares program, which provides health benefits, financial rehab sources for music people when they need it.
It's a great cause for people who are, you know, in the union or are not.
Right.
Can't afford all that.
Not famous,
really,
but contributors to be sure.
20 feet from stardom.
Wasn't that great? That
was so
great.
Good. Yeah,
that was great. Yeah. All right. Next up, the Jonas Brothers. Latest act to announce a Vegas residency. It'll be at the Park Theater in the MGM. The band previously teased an announcement in the alternate music video for their new single, What a Man Gotta Do. There it is. In the video, they ride around Las Vegas in the Strip. Residency begins the 1st of April. Presale for city card holders happening now. Jonas Brothers fan club members gain access in a presale today at 10 o'clock Pacific time. All presales end on Thursday at 10 o'clock Pacific time, and then general tickets go on sale Friday at 10 o'clock Pacific time for the Jonas Brothers in Las Vegas. There it is. That's the story. 28 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial of President Trump resuming today with his defense team in control, continuing to push its case with opening arguments that began back on Saturday and ran through yesterday. The Supreme Court giving the Trump administration the go-ahead to implement new rules to make it harder for immigrants to get residency or to enter the country because they might need public assistance. It was a 5-4 ruling with all the justices appointed by Democrats in opposition. The new rules establishing criteria for who can be considered in need of benefits or public charges. President Trump will undoubtedly talk about it at a rally tonight in Wildwood, New Jersey, where this woman started lining up for tickets back on Sunday morning.
We love Donald Trump, and we love what he's doing for our country, and I'd stand here a week if I had to.
USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour. You are our priority here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, mastering the art, hopefully, of distinguishing between, and not the BS and the blarney, because we got plenty of that. It's fun to have BS and blarney in the conversation. But our work here, our labor, is to focus our mind and our thoughts on things that are helpful to you to understand. Helpful to us. We work our way through a lot of, as we're having the conversations, we all work our way through some of the things that we need to know. And an example of that is this Kate Middleton Holocaust Survivors exhibit that has been now put on. Is she a professional photographer? What did she do before she got married to the prince?
She actually worked with her family's business. That was party planning. They had the Middletons had a big part, or still do, I think, have a big party planning business. I think she's just taken a lot of photography classes in school, and I think it's been a hobby of hers. I guess I vaguely remember hearing someone say, I think maybe Prince William had said at one point that she was, a gifted photographer. After seeing these new photographs, I really was blown away. It's been, of course, as we know this week, everyone's remembering 75 years since the liberation of Auschwitz, and Princess Kate, or Duchess Kate, I should say, is she marked the anniversary by commemorating a group of Holocaust survivors with a series of photographs that she took. So she took pictures of two different survivors, Stephen Frank and Yvonne Bernstein, along with their grandchildren. Stephen Frank was one of the few children who survived the Westbork transit camp in the Netherlands. Then he was sent to another camp in the Czech Republic. And Yvonne Bernstein was described as a hidden...
Basically starved everybody to death. That's what they did with those camps.
Yvonne Bernstein was a hidden child in France during the war, so she was frequently moved around, changed names, things like that. And so Duchess Kate said, quote, "I wanted to make the portraits deeply personal to Yvonne and Stephen, a celebration of family and the life that they've built since they both arrived in Britain in the 1940s. The families brought items of personal significance with them, which are included in the photographs." And she said, "Despite unbelievable trauma at the start of their lives, Yvonne and Stephen are two of the most life-affirming people that I've had the privilege to meet. They look back on their experiences with sadness, but also with gratitude that they were some of the lucky few to make it through, and their stories will stay with me forever." If you haven't seen these pictures, they look like oil paintings. They're so, the composition that she uses is really gorgeous. And the lighting, it has like almost like a Dutch master's style lighting. Mm-hmm. It's really just, they're really exquisite, and they're going to be part of a larger exhibit that's, I think, opening up soon in the Holocaust Museum in the UK. That's going to be, I believe, a traveling exhibit. And it is, it's a lovely way to pay tribute to so many people who lost their lives and to the survivors. And Stephen Frank was just one of three kids, I think, out of, what was that stat, Kara, that you just found?
It was only 93 kids survived the camp that they were at, and so he and his brothers were three of them, but there were 15,000 children that were sent to that camp, which is horrifying.
Yep, you think about man's inhumanity, man, wow. Meanwhile, if you're going shopping this morning and you're in the line at the supermarket and you see all the headlines screaming from the tabloids, one of the tabloids, I don't remember which one I saw, Kate is responsible, according to this tabloid article, for a miserable life that Meghan had. She doesn't like her.
Oh,
she made her life miserable, and that's why they moved.
Oh, my. Again, it's, you know what? They can't blame Meghan anymore because Harry used I, and Harry said he made the decision to move his family, so now they have to move back and blame the other woman. I'm so sick of the female bashing in that British press. It's disgusting. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little more about the after wake of Kobe Bryant and his death. Seeing that Nike has pulled Kobe Bryant's material from their online store, they're trying to figure out how to handle the guy was responsible for selling a lot of gear, making a lot of money for them and for himself. And so I guess I would understand why they're doing it, wouldn't you think? I think it's in good taste to kind of pull it back.
Yeah,
don't you?
I'm sure there's just, and I'm sure there have been so many people who are rushing to buy up everything that they can. Half of it will be sold on eBay, and then the other, so I'm sure Nike is aware of that and just decided, you know what, let's pump the brakes until we really get a grip on how to best pay tribute.
Yeah, and a couple other things having to do with his fame and fortune, what he was doing with it, I think it sort of brings back around, if you want to, if you've had the exposure that he has and got all of the attention that he got, not only here in L.A., but around the country, he was being schooled, but I think he had instincts to be a good businessman. But I was looking at some of the things that he's done with his money. He made about $350 million when he's working for the NBA. So he had money to put to work, and he did put, I think he was putting the money to work as, you know, he was going through his, when he was working as well as after working, I think was pretty good. Some of the guys that have, more basketball players, you know, when I think about it, have done this than others, at least as I'm thinking about top of mind anyway. He launched a tech investing fund with a guy named Brian Stibel, $100 million of his own money he put into it. He had been doing this. He'd been in tech since 2013. Apparently he made $350 million playing basketball, but he's made another $350 million when he was playing and since he was playing by investing in things. And there were some games. He was investing in a skincare company and lots of the stuff. He apparently knew and understood and liked tech. He also put a $6 million stake into a drink called Body Armor. I don't know that. Anybody know what that was worth? The $6 million turned out to be worth $200 million after Coca-Cola bought this. This is a company that competes with Gatorade. So he put $6 million into it.
I think Powerade is owned by Coca-Cola.
Is it?
That's the biggest competition for Gatorade is Powerade. Yeah. So maybe there's something along there. Yeah.
He was worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't he last year, was it last year he won the Academy Award for the animated short Dear Basketball? Was that last year?
Yeah, I think it was last year. Yeah.
Produced on his poem.
Yep.
So, you know, there are some people who still throw out there the rape accusations and stuff. But that was the first thing I thought of, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complicated history. It's hard to figure out how to talk about, but yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't seem right with it being such a tragic accident. And it's also hard because the judicial system doesn't really do what we want it to do, so no one knows what happened. No one knows if he was guilty and the, you know, woman just dropped her charges because she didn't want to.
Well, he paid her off.
I don't know.
Well, she dropped the charges and then they settled out of court. So... Yeah. She didn't drop the charges. She refused to testify, so the prosecutors couldn't move forward if no one's going to testify.
Yep. And then there's the interview that Jack Nicholson did yesterday here. He was a big Lakers fan, was at every home game, and Kobe used to go over and tease him. The two of them would have chats on the floor, you know, running back and forth as Kobe was going up and down the floor. So this is something you got to help me with. The Washington Post has had a backlash from people on its staff. They suspended a political reporter for tweets after this the passing of Kobe Bryant. The media critic suggested that this tweet was misguided. Reporter's name is Felicia Sonmez, and she was into the rape case, and that's why.
She posted a tweet with all it had was the link to an article from a few years talking about the rape case, and then she was suspended for that. And I don't know. To me, that seems like a little much. It's an article that was reported on, and everything in the article was factual. And so firing someone, I mean, like, yes, obviously.
Well, that shows you can't say politically incorrect stuff. That's what it says.
But it's not even politically incorrect. I mean, it's just factual information. So it's kind of hard. Yeah. Yes, was it insensitive? Yes, but if he actually did what he was accused of doing, then it's also a part of his life. So
Well, it is a part.
I don't know. I think it sets a dangerous precedent if you can fire someone just for tweeting a factual article.
Right. I agree. Yep. And I got a little. You know, when I brought it up on Monday, I think I got a little shot. When I brought it up in conversation with people, how can you say that? Well, because that's part of his legacy.
I think it's because everyone was still in shock. Yeah. I mean, when Monday morning came around, I don't know why. I couldn't stop thinking about it. It was just on my mind the whole time, and I felt kind of numb. And he didn't really even mean that much to me. I don't even watch basketball that much, but everyone was still so shocked.
Yeah, well, you get caught up in that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it was,
So the pilot apparently tried to climb out. He realized what was going on. He realized that he was in trouble. And apparently, according to what they've been able to find, I was looking at this thing from the NTSB, and the first few things that they have published, if that's what they have said, is that this guy was he was a veteran helicopter. I mean, this is not his first rodeo. He knew how to fly this thing. But apparently he realized that he was in trouble, didn't know where he was, and the fog was so heavy, you know, he could have been flying upside down, he wouldn't have known it. And so he knew he wasn't in the right place. So he pulled back on the stick to get them out of there, but not in time. So he knew apparently that he was in a bad place. But, you know, and again, what do you say about all of this stuff? It's all after the fact. Do people learn from this? People who are pilots, are going to learn from this experience? Of course. We always learn from that, unfortunately, at the expense of these other, you know, all these people. But anyway, so that's the update on a lot of the Kobe Bryant affair. Here's the update on your good night's rest or not. You had a good night's rest last night. Probably you were sleeping on my pillows. If that's the case, this is not information for you, but information you can pass along. I think a lot of the success of my pillow has actually come not only from advertisements on radio programs like this, but word of mouth, because people like them. I'm sure that you've talked. Didn't you tell me once, Victoria, that you and your mother talked about this? Your mother hasn't. Do I remember that correctly? Does your mother have some My Pillows? Did you give her some? Or
she's got two of them. Yeah, she loves them.
Yeah.
They just work so well for her neck.
I think maybe it doesn't work this way for everybody. But I'll tell you, if you have a bad neck, I'm going through stuff right now with my neck and my back. And I'm certainly glad that I have My Pillows here. And you will, too. It'll change your patterns. And the cheap chemical foam pillows, yuck. Why would you want to have those? Especially if you're not getting enough rest. Don't buy cheap. Buy good. And these are inexpensive because you can use the DJV code and save up to 66% on the pillows and all kinds of other things that are there to help you get a good night's rest. Remember, you can wash these pillows and dry them, use them forever, which is something you can't do with the feather-filled pillows. Try My Pillows if you haven't. After all these years talking about this, if you still haven't tried one, come on. Made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. Act now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get the most comfortable pillows, half price now, using the code. Don't toss and turn. Again, some of the pillows you can even save 66%. That's not the reason to buy them. Good reason to do it now, though. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you remember this theme? I don't know whether the lady is going to say, shame on me. This was a very different trip for the star of Barnaby Jones.
Buddy Ebsen.
A detective. Buddy Ebsen started as a dancer on the circuit when he was in, I think he was like 12 years old or something, and he was on, he was a star the rest of his life and did all kinds of shows. It was Buddy Ebsen was the was a green which one of those shows was Green Acres, wasn't he in that, or was he in
that? That was he was in
Beverly Hillbillies. He was in one
of Beverly Hillbillies. He was and you know the story goes he was supposed to be the Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz, did all those test screenings, shot some footage, and wound up being allergic to the costume and had had a bow out. But he's a very likable guy. He, this day, reason we play that, this day, Doug, January 28, 1973, in TV history, Barnaby Jones aired premiere episode on CBS. It aired for 8 seasons, and that was a different landscape. And in those days, for people who remember, I know Victoria has no recollection at all because she was not born, but back in those days, the TV landscape was all detective and cop shows. You had Barnaby Jones, you had Cannon, remember Cannon?
Mannix.
Beretta. Mannix, Starsky and Hutch. That's what everybody watched. On TV, but
that was after Cowboys. The first big run in the 50s and 60s were all Cowboys, and then after that, it was in the 70s and 80s, all these detective shows. You're right, Chuck. I hadn't thought about it this way. You're right. Yeah,
and it was very well acceptable to see a man in his 70s running around after bad guys. It was no big deal. Right. He ran well too. No, I actually liked that show, and he was good really show. Good. He was really good.
He was like in real life too.
Yeah, he was. And they used to air repeats when I came home from school after its initial run. I used to watch it, and I enjoyed that stuff.
So down memory lane with Chuck Curry here on the Movie Moments segment of the DJ
program. I just want to point out, I watched last night, I went to my theater that I'm involved in, but by myself, I watched 1917, which is the Sam Mendes World War I film, which you got a chance to see about a month ago. It is now the odds-on favorite to win the Oscar for Best Picture, as it snagged what's called the Producers Guild Award, which usually is a good barometer of that award. This is my impression. I thought, technically, this movie is very impressive. It is a solid watch. It has some big, awe-inspiring moments. I was very compelled. The one caveat why I would not give this movie the Oscar for Best Picture, it is very thin-scripted. And to me, I don't know if this is a film people will be watching in reverence in 20 years, like a Saving Private Ryan.
No.
Like a Great Escape.
No.
Like Apocalypse.
But is there any movie that's up this year for that award that people will be watching in 20 years? That's a great barometer. Which one?
I think you're going to bust me on this, but I think The Joker is the best film of 2019. I really do. To me, it's the most compelling.
Doug, you didn't see it, though. It is very surprising, and it is very deep and layered, and the performances are incredible. It was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
Who's a friend of mine that I trust.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you would like it, but you didn't see it.
What I was told. This friend knows me and said, you would not like it. Don't go see it.
You will not like it.
I also, even though it's not about a lot, but I do think Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is a very well done movie that has compelling characters. I did like that a lot. I did like 1917. I absolutely like the movie. Yeah. I just feel like the other day we talked about like the power of Shawshank Redemption from 1994, and the reason that movie is so good and it holds up so beautifully is because those two characters, Andy Dufresne and Red, played by Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins, they're so well written, so defined. You feel like you know these people. The lead character in 1917, I didn't even know his name until like the very end when he re-mentioned it.
It deserves an Oscar that people would be watching in 20 years is Knives Out, I think. I think Knives Out is very, very good.
I did not see it. I know a lot of people love that movie. I guess to me, what makes greatness in film is that it has to all come together. The lead characters, you have to really be enveloped in their plight. It's a good movie. It's a good, solid movie. It's beautiful. And tell you, the jolt moments in 1917 are fantastic. Wow. I just think it's a little thin scripted. Other than that, it is.
It doesn't end the way you thought it was going to end. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. But it has power in the last 10 minutes. I'll give it that. It is good.
It's not the best picture
for me.
No, I agree with you. But we wouldn't agree on what would be the best picture. Chuck Curry, our movie man, here on Movie Moments on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.